Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, this is Pastor Dow, and I am with my partner in holiness and righteousness, Teacher Shane. Teacher Shane, you want to say hi to everybody?
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Talking about Shabbat Shalom.
Man.
We need some Shabbat, and we definitely need some Shalom. Because it is cold. And let me tell you something. We're doing actually pretty good up here because we have wood stoves. And I mean wood stoves, I mean we have wood stoves, but man. Now, you know, the one thing about wood stoves, you've got to do a little bit of labor with them. You know what I mean? And I can tell you right now, the stove's now a little bit more efficient than what they were 15 years ago. But you, but you cannot beat that wood heat.
Nope.
Man. And if you're going to stay down, like, you know, this morning was -4 when you woke up. If it was going to stay like that for a whole week, now we already got a game plan. Our game plan was going to shut off every door in the house, you know, the different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And we was just going to get our air mattresses and just build air mattresses, and we all just going to be vegging out right there in the living room. Huh? Just be vegging out right there next to that wood stove, even though the stove can, you know, reach somewhat now, you know, this still goes outside. You know what I mean? You can feel you can figure out a way if you can reach it up there and let that, them tabs down, maybe it'll block there a little bit, but we're talking about that AC out there. But I can only hope and pray. Bless you, J. Charles. Appreciate you. Your offering, okay, if it is this fine. I do appreciate the offering. Hey, we had a fantastic broadcast earlier today. And if you didn't see it, I hope that you do see it. We cover a few things, but we're going to go ahead and get off into a few announcements. We have the leadership meeting that's going to be February the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and everybody is not coming. I can tell you that right now. Everybody's not coming to the leadership meeting except true leaders, and I'm going to let you know if you're coming or not, because some of you just ain't coming, and that's just all there is to it. We're not trying in any way, shape, fashion, or form to bring the standard down a straightway. The object is to come up.
Absolutely.
And think about it, do they not have more presented to them than what we ever had?
Yes.
I mean, we're living this thing. We literally have paved the way for this thing. Y'all should have made it easy for you. But no, leadership meeting, February 10th, 11th, and 12th. Location to be determined. We will contact you because it's not open to the general public. February 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's not open to the general public. We're going to let y'all know. Hallelujah. What else? We also, Michael Israel is going to be in Miami, Florida. Ooh, pray for him. Miami, Florida. Boy, if that ain't fit, city, I don't know what is. But January the 7th. Straightway's going to have a meeting down there with Brother Israel. Brother Michael Israel is going to be there. Now, listen to me. If you want to attend the meeting there in Miami, Florida, we're going to have some fellowship, deliverance, and counseling going on there. And most you don't understand is about the power of Yah. You're getting ready to come face-to-face with it. But Michael Israel is going to be down there in Miami, Florida, January the 7th. You like to attend this meeting. You call the number that's usually behind me. Well, the number's on the screen right now, 615-688-3025, 615-688-3025. Call that, and we'll put your name down, and we'll give them your name at the door, and they'll let you know,
yes.
You know, that you've actually done went through the proper channels to be able to be invited to this meeting. You know, people don't understand that when we go over to the Bible, we do things a whole lot different. We're not one of these churches or assemblies that's on the side of a street corner, or whatever you want to call it, or open the doors up and say, everybody come one, come all. We don't operate like that. We don't operate like that at all. Is that right, Deitch?
That's right.
We just don't. We let the Most High Yah do what he's going to do. And in doing what he's going to do, we make sure we try to stay within his framework.
Hallelujah.
And what he says.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so, if the Most High is dealing with you, we'll know. We'll know. I mean, after all, the Most High, he's the one who added to the assembly daily such as should be saved, such as should be delivered. All right, hopefully you're going to be there. Now, I want everybody to get your pen and sheet papers because we got an announcement right here. We all know that Michael Israel and his family, Michael Israel and his wife, Sister Corey, I can tell you one thing about Michael Israel and them, man. We met them at the Hebrews and Negroes Conference up in Detroit. That brother, when he tells you he's about footwork and going hard in the box, hard in the paint, that brother ain't kidding. He is not playing around. Michael Israel done come here, man, it's like he's been part of Straightway for the last 10, 15 years. Him and his wife, Sister Corey, man, they're about that footwork, man. They ain't playing around. It's just that it took them coming across Straightway before they could actually find out exactly why we do what we do and why they're here. And now we're glad to have him because he's about that footwork. A lot of people all across this world, yeah, a lot of people are pumping their gums and flapping their lips. But, hey, these people, man, what does the book say? Blessed not the hearers of the word, but the what? The majority of the people you see on there, they mostly are just hearers and no doers.
Yes.
The majority of the people that you see that are always talking about Pastor Dow on YouTube and on the Internet, they ain't doing nothing. All they do is this. They got the gift of gab.
Definitely.
The gift of gab. You ain't going to see no footprint footwork with them. But anyway, Michael Israel and the community there, his wife, Sister Corey, you know, they have some dynamic, I mean some powerful dynamic natural herbs. And the one for this season, it should be up on the screen right now. See where it says down at the bottom, householdherbs.com. Listen to me, y'all. One of my assignments, y'all come here for a second. I'm going to let them testify. I'm going to let them testify because y'all understand. Listen, we have actually made this part of our regiment, just maintenance regiment, if you understand what I mean, because it is that good. It literally truly is that good. And you know, you don't usually truly find too many herbal products that is that powerful. Hey, Mom Nelly, can you give testimony to the antiviral respiratory defense that Michael Israel and Sister Corey and them make?
Well, it was a little over, I would say, 8 months ago.
Mm.
I got sick. I was first sick for 3 weeks, and then I was good for like 2 weeks, and then I got sick again for like 2 more weeks. And I was told of this antiviral solution that Michael Israel and his wife Koya make. And of course, at first, I was so sick, I was like, I don't know if anything is going to help this because I just felt so sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I started taking it, and within days, I was feeling like I could breathe again. My sinus pressure was, like, literally gone. My chest pain was alleviated. And I've been on this on and off for 6 months, and I take it as soon as I feel something like raspy or my throat is feeling dry. I quickly take a few shots that day, and I'm good. And I have not been sick, and I thank the Father for this, for literally 6 months straight. And it doesn't matter how many flus I've gone through. I really do believe that however they put this together, it does strengthen your immune system, and it really does something to alleviate and get rid of whatever is trying to attach itself to your lungs. It's an amazing product.
Now, let me give a disclaimer here. No product that we're advertising on here is able to prevent, cure, or heal any sickness or disease. Only the Most High Yah can do that. And the hands of Jesus is upon them. And we are straight, this is straightway approved right here. Wouldn't you say so?
Almost definitely.
Straightway approved. Thank you, baby.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, man, like I said, it is a staple here. Make that screen bigger again, Michael Israel, so they can get the information up there. You make me small. But, man, I tell you, that right there, Alzo Herb, get that, listen. We keep a stash on hand. And my advice is to take just a little bit, like every other day, if you're not feeling nothing. You know, just for a defense thing. But, man, you got something, man, you talking about strength. This is up there, man. This is really, truly up there. And I'm not just parading it up, touting it up. I ain't kidding. Listen. It costs a lot of money nowadays to make the thing and stuff, but to me personally, it's better than NyQuil, better than DayQuil, better than that congestion crap and all that other junk.
Yeah.
It's better than all that stuff put together.
Great job.
There ain't no doubt about it. No, and Ranger's right. There ain't no crystals. Ain't no crystals that got to be charged up before you put them in there. There's no chakras.
No chakras
in it. Nobody's up there turning to the east and praying to the shamans and all that other crap, and ain't no Baal worshiping it or none of this stuff. But I'm telling you, man, hey, it's going to be flying off the shelves. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you think you want to get two, double whatever you want to get. Because it takes a long time to make this. And they told me how much they had in inventory, and I'm going to tell you, that stuff is going to be gone within a week. That stuff will be gone in a week. And y'all let me know how the orders are coming in by first day. Because I'm telling you, if it ain't gone within a week, I'll make a YouTube video. I guarantee the heathens, they'll get on it. Them heathens, man, they love them. They don't want no Yahshua, but they want natural stuff to heal their flesh, though. Woo! I'm hoping Israel gets it. Alzoherbs.com, antiviral respiratory defense. You are not. In any way, shape, fashion, or form, you will not be sorry that you actually got this. Just kind of, I tell you what, it's kind of like if you've gotten Mother Girl's products, then you know what type of products this is. We're going to compare products when Straightway is doing something. So, alzoherbs.com, order from that avenue right there and that approach right there. Glory to the King. I don't know. Go to the website and see how much they charge. And I don't know. We just buy it. Buy it. Sometimes we get donations or whatever. Shoot. It's good. I can tell you that. Whatever it is, pay it. Get it. Glory to the King,
Lord.
Especially if you want to be able to go through this winter. Told you winter was coming. Didn't I tell y'all winter was coming? How many people you think is going to take that to heart, teach about winter's coming? What is it outside right now?
Right now it's probably about 2 degrees.
2 degrees. Yeah, the Hebrew says very good. You better believe it's really good. That's one thing about Straightway, man. We don't advertise no junk, man. And if y'all notice, though, y'all never ever really heard me ever really truly pushing or advertising or peddling Yaqui stuff. Go back and look at archives. You never heard, never really heard me doing that. Not at all. Do you deliver to Canada? I don't know. Michael Israel, do y'all deliver to Canada? I mean, let us know something. Type something in and let us know. Or you come on live and give us a word and let us know if you deliver to Canada, because people want to know. Minus 12 degrees with wind chill here. But, man, can't go wrong with it. Whatever. Am I missing something else? As far as announcements go. All right. Y'all see that picture on the screen right there, right? Brother McNabb posted a beautiful post on Facebook. And he said, you know, while other pastors and preachers and teachers, you know, again, everybody out here on YouTube bumping their gums. Vocab Malone, dumb Christian. No, I keep saying smart. He called us a smart Christian. Look, anyway, he ain't too damn smart. He's indoctrinated with, he's a false prophet and a cult leader. And Vocab Malone definitely is a cult leader. Roman centurion. But I can tell you what, y'all know when somebody's meeting the conditions of the scriptures is when they can take a picture like this and they've been there working. That's us Israelites. We're up there in Springway Goshen. We're building a building. Hard working Israelites. Now, let me send a shout out to my son, to brother Brett Kiefer. Man, that brother, ever since I met him when he was, 18, 19 years old in Tampa, Florida, that young man is just a model of a young man. He really truly is. Don't care what time of the day or time of the night, he's always here for me. It kind of reminds me of me when I was a young man, the way I used to be towards Bishop Mulberry, the way I used to do towards Terry. You see how I used to do with him, man. The same way, man, as a young man. And it's good to have somebody like that. I only hope and pray that when they get old, when he gets older, that they can have the same thing. But, man, that young man, he can just about fix anything. He does that stuff, too. You do that stuff, too, dropping transmissions, engines, and everything else. I'm telling you, man, he just can't say enough about the young man. Keep up the hard charge, son. Don't ever get weary and well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. If you faint not, glory to the King. But, hey, y'all need to make sure that y'all, as soon as the feast day is over, trumpets, y'all need to make sure y'all drinking water, taking outside vinegar, superfoods if you got it, and start eating garlic. You know, you got to... There's a certain things in the wintertime you have to do. You can get by with a lot of stuff in the summertime, but in the wintertime, you just simply got to do. The weather's changing. It's cold. And, of course, you know, the hardest thing to break off you Americans, man, is to get y'all to put a coat on. You don't want to cover up yourself for nothing. What's the problem? Want to walk outside like it? Oh, just stop it. Man, just stop it. Glory to the King.
One thing I want to add to that, too.
Go ahead, teach.
Exercise regimen. Still sweat.
That is true.
Sweat is very good for your body. It does release a lot of toxins out.
Clean them lymphoids.
Yes.
Lymphoids. What do they call them? I call them lymphoids. They clean them out. That's another thing that Americans don't do too much is sweat. Mm-hmm. They actually speak spiritually clogged up. Well, anyway, hey, hallelujah. We're going to get on with it here. We hope everybody's doing well. Hope y'all doing well up in Straightway Goshen, Straightway Indiana, up there. Hope y'all doing well in Wisconsin, all the communities in Kentucky, as well as the two in Georgia, one in Alabama. Glory to the King. Listen, let me say this real quick. I don't know with some of you, when you come this way, what you expected. A reed shaking in the wind, I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, as I get older, and we all get old, can you tell my fuse is getting extremely short, though? I'm getting weary.
Yeah, and it's justified.
It is justified, because I'm long-suffering.
Yes, very much.
But my fuse is getting extremely short. I'm telling you, man, I can't. Some of you, I just can't suffer. I can't. I can't. And the one thing I can't stand more than anything is someone in a position of authority, and yet they're abusing that authority and taking advantage of the Israelites. You know, you want a quick way up out of straightway? Well, that's one surefire way.
Yes.
That is one surefire way. Don't y'all think of no fool? Let me try to do this again. Let me try to do this again for all you people that don't know. Listen. You're all in a ministry to where all, you know, that we have lived this thing. Does that make sense? We have literally lived. Not only lived this thing, we have lived with the Israelites. We have lived. We live with Israelites. We live with humanity. We live with people. We live with born-again saints. So just like a teenager, this is their first rodeo, their first time going around, and they really truly think that they got a grasp of life. They think they got all the answers, and they think life is going to go this way because they think it and wish it, only to get out there and run into a brick wall and find out that life don't work the way you think it does.
Yeah, so true.
And then you got to take a humble pill. And no matter how many times we try to forewarn, we forewarn. And if we tell you we have seen you somewhere before, you have to understand, when you're in your 20s, your 30s, and your 40s, look, the book says there ain't nothing new under the sun. It ain't. To you it's new because you're there.
Yeah.
We've been there, done it. I hope I'm saying something.
Lived it, experienced.
I know whenever you're talking to me that you're trying to finagle the situation and wiggle it around to where there's no other alternative but what you're presenting. And I'm going to give you something. I'm also smart enough to give you exactly what you want to.
Sounds like y'all know.
Sounds just like y'all know.
Yeah.
Israel up there clamoring for a king. We want a king! We want a king! No, you don't want no king. Yeah, you do. Well, okay, listen, it's your first rodeo, your first time going around. It's a new experience for you. We've been there, done. We can tell you the end, out, the end. We're going to tell you the end before you begin. But some of you are so stubborn and hard-headed, you don't think that, yeah, I guess y'all look at us, and then a lot of times because we don't say nothing, y'all think we're a fool. Think we're a little fool. That's why a lot of times we call stuff out way before it happens. To let you know that we ain't nowhere near a fool. I think y'all have to understand that you're not dealing with dumbass Christianity. We're not these people that set up like pious and pompous. Well, I understand what you're saying, but just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. Don't that sound good? They say give me Jesus, but there's no sacrifice involved to even really truly to know if they are even really trusted in Jesus. They never made no sacrifice for Jesus. It's just words that drop off the edge of these smoother than butter lips. No experience in whatsoever at all. Yah's a man of war. Behold the man, Christ Jesus. This pious, pompous, religious attitude and spirit, that, go read the book. That ain't the way our people done stuff. That is a deceiving deception. I hope and pray that y'all wake up and don't try to ever think that you're smarter than the leadership is in front of you. There's an old saying in the book says, you better be sure your sin is going to find you out. We don't take no mess around with y'all's people. Because we are his chosen seed. He is the one that laid down his life for us. And then he made us stewards over his heritage. And he's going to require accountability. And as good stewards, you better believe we're going to give good. We're going to give accountability. Yeah. If it's taken for us to throw your ass under the bus, you're gonna be passed under the bus, you'll be under the pavement that the bus drive on. Hope everybody get it. We're about righteousness and holiness, but ain't none of these folks up here busy with the truth. So let's talk about the great deception. You know, that I study this teacher, you know, because all these critics out here, I've been forced even more so to spend my time sharpening up, you know, my sword and everything, even more so on Hebraic culture and biblical marriage. And I've done stumbled across some serious stuff. Did you know that it was only in Greek Hera, Roman Juno? So the Greco-Roman cultures, did you know it was only commanded and demanded that monogamy be mandated? Meaning that is the only form of marriage that they would recognize. That's it. Did you know that? And I sit up there and think, man, yeah, I'm going to stay on this marriage thing and talk to some of y'all sick until you throw up and puke all over the place. Or at least until you go somewhere else. But, man, let me tell y'all, if you listen to these shysters out here today, oh, and then there's another little small fry out there named Deacon Snake. Deacon Snake, I think, is his name is. I'm waiting for y'all to call in. I want to see y'all names out there. I did get 6 people call in and said they want to be interviewed. So now we got to go through the screening process because if you ain't vocab, dumb Christian, and Deacon Snake, y'all the first 3 we want to get the interview. And I'm telling you, we are men of integrity. We ain't like y'all. We don't try to sway the court of public opinion to our way. We just got questions that we want to interview y'all with. Let's start there. And I'm telling you, all we're going to do is ask the question, you give an answer. You get finished giving an answer, we have another question. We'll ask you to answer that too. Because a lot of y'all out there, y'all bullshitting. Y'all bullshitting not only the world, y'all bullshitting every damn body. Y'all not talking about no real stuff. No, you better believe it. Y'all ain't talking about no real stuff. The questions we got, we're going to say how real. You know what? It's amazing. You know they stay on our jock, especially dumb Christians, smart Christians. They stay on our jock, but you know what? All of a sudden now, crickets, where you at? Elder to Hebrew, bless y'all. Israel, we here. All praise to the Most High Yah. Praise y'all for the blog, talk, and Sabbath services to get us through this wicked weekend. The heathens about to celebrate. Man, you're right, Ellis, man. They about to go down. So, you know, we've been going through this same thing for about 30 years, warning people about Christmas. But you know what? The one reason why you don't get enough of folk ass and dumb Christian, I mean, what is this title? Smart Christian?
He's somewhere there.
Smart Christian. And then Deacon Snake, from he called himself a Sakari. You don't even know what the hell a Sakari is, man. Anyway, the one reason why you ain't hear nothing from them because they're all getting geared up for the holidays. They getting ready to celebrate good times. Come out! They getting ready to wait for Odin to come down the chimney. Holy God come down the chimney, man, and give 8 billion people presents in one night. Boy, that's a task right there.
We're moving.
And, but, you know, I talk about this Greco-Roman system all the time. And I'm always amazed at why do these Christians have the same vigor and intensity going after lesbian, homosexuality, divorce and remarriage, divorce, you know, serial monogamy that makes them feel good, but it's still polygyny. What is it?
They gotta live their Roman culture.
Gotta make them appease themselves.
Yeah. That's make part of Roman culture. Christianity is.
But I want to set up out and talk about, you know, this is a bold, it's a satanic spirit. It's a devilish antichrist spirit. They're actually called Yah sinner. They went so far as to say that. And to call the prophets, they're impugning not only the character of Yah, but the character of the prophets as well. And we talking about all these brothers, they wouldn't even lay down their life for, they wouldn't lay down their life for nothing. It's easy on this side. They are not men. They are not men in any way, straight back. They're nothing but just words. And like young Rupert says, a lot of them got a paycheck and a livelihood that I'd be damned if they were going to give up. And the mule walked on. Boy, we got to talk about that. If y'all can remind me, we'll revisit that service again. We'll talk about it. And the mule walked on. Most y'all don't know. It's an inside secret. Jump right in. I'm telling you, boy. Whoa, wait. Boy, you sellouts. Huh? You know good and well that most of you are really, truly not ready to forsake nothing to follow Jesus. You really ready to follow real Jesus? I guarantee you ain't ready to give up your paycheck, your livelihood. Guarantee you. He's going to test you. Go ahead and avoid it all you want. See what you get. I do know this. The Most High, y'all said that if we teach the commandments and do them, we'll be great in the kingdom.
It's written. Yes.
You don't, you're going to be least in the kingdom. That's pretty bad. For a lot of people, because very few people are preaching and teaching and living this. I don't think this generation, matter of fact, I think this is a social media generation. They really, truly, actually think that they're talking to somebody when they're speaking behind a camera. Now, we use this as apparatus, but we really, truly want to physically, hopefully, one time be able to see your face.
Definitely.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But it's right. You ever notice how in this religious world today that the real Jesus, that they call the real Jesus, he doesn't require anything of you. It's all abstract. Yeah. I tell you what, though. Let's go ahead and disturb the apple cart, though. Let's really mess up the apple cart. Let's go over to Mark 10, verse 17. We're going to test the Hebrew Israelites, so-called. We're going to test the Christians of today, so-called. We're going to test them all. We're going to test them all with the words of the king. How about that, teach? Can't do no work. I'm going to, as best you can get it. Work. Mark 10, verse 17. Come up with it, teach.
And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him.
Can you imagine that, though? Can you see it, though? They come running.
Yep.
They see him going where they going to get to him. Came to him running, kneeled to him, and what did he say?
Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
Now, that's somebody ain't playing. That's somebody mean business.
Yeah.
They mean business. Are y'all Christians listening out there? Let's see how much business y'all mean. Now, ain't gonna be no fairy tales. We won't be telling you we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah and Happy New Year's and a rabbit lay eggs and go to the sun god and worship on. No, we get real with what the book. If you would pick up your Bible, you'll see how real we are. This man, young man, rich man, apparently he'd been watching the Messiah. And he saw him going into the way. He took off running after him. And he asked him one question. What must I do? To do what?
Inherit.
So look.
Inherit.
Keywords. Notice, not that I might obtain. The key word is inherit. Inherit is implying you have to be in the family in order to receive an inheritance.
Yes.
Now, better listen to me.
Come on.
You can get into that family natural born, or you can get into that family by being adopted.
Yes.
Either way it goes, you notice the key word is not that you may obtain. Not that you may say a Billy Graham repentance of salvation. Not that you may try to appease everybody. God. No. What must I do that I may in what?
Inherit.
That I may what?
Inherit.
Inherit what else?
Eternal life.
Life. If you're going to inherit something, that means you are an heir. H-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Inherit. I know we messing up, y'all.
Come on.
Y'all repent.
Come on.
Oh, I know I'm saved. I know I felt it. Sorry, you missed it. I know I'm saved because I confess. I believe the Romans wrote. You missed it. That was something way prior to Romans Road. Yeah, you missed it. Again, I'm driving over, put emphasis. This is about being heirs together. You ever heard it, first of all? Heirs is joint heir. Together. I don't think people, I hope they get it. I'm trying. We're trying to. But he says, there's got to be something that I can, wait a minute, teach. Let's put emphasis on this one, do. No, he didn't say do. Oh, I know he didn't say do.
Come on.
Hey, he couldn't have said do.
Do?
I mean, read it again, just make sure we're going to see the word D-O in there. Because Christianity today teaches you all you need is mental assent. And this is, hey, let's stop playing games. Everything we do today is really, truly all about salvation. Am I telling the truth?
Mm-hmm.
So this man is asking a viable question that we need to know. Read again, teacher. Verse 17.
And when he was going forth into the way, there came one running. And kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?"
Oh, yeah, by the way, let you know that Straightway Evangelizing, Australia's in the house. Bless y'all sisters and brothers over there. Omar said, bless y'all, North Carolina, God bless you, my brother. What must I do to inherit eternal life? The king goes on to say, first of all, he's going to check and read on.
And Messiah, Jesus,
what
said unto him.
What did he say?
Why call you me good? There's none good but one, that is Yah.
Don't we all agree with that? There ain't nobody good but him.
That's true.
Come on.
You know the commandments.
You know that this young ruler, you know he wasn't a Christian. Because Because Yahshua said to him, you know the commandments. That's what Christianity do away with. When he says, you know the commandments. Now, we're talking about eternal life, right? You know the commandments. Read on. Verse 19. Mark 10, 19.
Of Mark 10, right?
Yep, 19.
It went to 11.
You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery.
Leave another man's wife alone. That's his property. Damn, you better not even say that today, huh? Mm-hmm. That is his property, though. I mean, when we come to Messiah, we always purchase possession.
Yes.
Reason why most of them can't think it's property today because you didn't give shit for yours. I mean, she wasn't a virgin. You didn't give shit for her.
True.
Let me go on before I make somebody mad. Yeah. Before I make somebody mad here. I don't care about making them mad, though. It's just true. Talking about Hebraic culture here. Come on.
Do not commit adultery. Do not kill.
Do not kill don't mean that you can't defend yourself in self-defense. Often it's a wartime situation. We've seen the Almighty Yahweh command Israel, I can't tell you how many times, go to war. You just don't go around snuffing people's life out of them for ill-begotten gain or some stupid nefarious reason.
Yes.
Do not what else?
Do not steal.
If it ain't yours, leave it alone.
Do not bear false witness.
Oh, this generation done. That's because that's what Vocab and Deacon Snake and dumb Christian, all of them have done. They all of them are false witnesses. All, but not only that, that is the normal communication of this day that we live in.
It is.
Bearing false witness.
Yes, it is.
You know the reason why, right? Because just like mainstream news media, it ain't a story unless you can make it juicy through lies.
True.
You got to misrepresent. You got to be able to appeal to the carnality of people in order to garner interest.
Carnality.
Yeah. Can't get them through the truth.
I mean, get them through the flesh.
Just like I keep calling the smart Christian, right? He ain't like everybody else. He can't get no views on his own, so he puts my image next to his image, put a question into our debate, then he gets 20,000 views. But his videos don't average that much. Just because he used my image. You should give me some kickbacks. Of course, he got to use my image too because, I mean, after all, ain't no women going to look at him. And I'm old as I don't know what, man. I'm old enough, probably old enough to be a daddy. You understand? And you know, that's another thing, teacher. What is the dishonor and a disrespect nowadays? I mean, man, I've been with you a long time. Brother, we didn't never, man, when we see people had all this gray up on, man, we would never talk to them the way this generation does.
Yeah, true.
We never did that. True. I cannot ever think of a time that we have ever dishonored, disrespected, no matter what we felt about. We never spoke to the hoary-headed people like that.
True.
Never done it. But this generation, man, the dishonor is off the chain. I've never seen it. It's bad. It's bad. And then they end up breaking scripture. Because they think they're so right, they're right in their own eyes. But we give y'all an opportunity. Call in.
Please.
Come on. Call in for the interview right here. So y'all want to talk past that? I'll do it. We're going to talk about these questions we got to ask. Yep. Casper, BKUW, Shabbat Shalom, Straightway Truth International, Lord to the King. Thank you for y'all, my brother. Yahshua Everlasting. You got that right. You got that right. Yeah, we're going to get that too, Deacon. Man, we're going to get that. But the dishonor, man, I ain't never seen nothing like before in my life, man. Read on, teacher. We're talking about eternal life now.
Mm-hmm. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor. Honor your father and mother.
Come on. Elder Brett. Elder Brett. From down there straightway to Clarksville, he said their parents didn't bust their asses or nothing. I agree 100%. Ain't nothing like a good old woodshed experience, isn't it?
Fire to the
sun. Yeah, fire. Yeah. Oh. It wouldn't be fire and blisters.
Yes.
Blisters.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. He answered and said unto him,
uh-oh.
Master?
Master?
I have observed from my youth. All these I have observed from my youth.
So you know what he's saying. I've been reared and raised in this culture and stuff. I've done all this from my youth, but I'm good to go. But he did throw an addendum on the end of it. He said what?
I've observed from my youth. Then Jesus.
And another translation says, or another book says, what lack I? But then Jesus, this is what, straightway, this is what Pastor Al is always trying to do a lot of y'all out there. But the book says that Jesus did what? He did what?
Beholding him.
He looked at him. That's what a tenderness in his eye. And what did he do?
Loved him.
He what?
Loved him.
He beholded him and he loved
him.
And you got all these people out there trying to appease y'all conscience, thinking that you can go another way and do something contrary to what the master is saying, and be bragging on red letter edition and all kind of other stuff. You got people telling, well, you ain't got to do that. That's what they say. That ain't what the book says.
Yes.
Uh-oh. And, of course, that's what you want to hear. Because it ain't your heart to live for the Most High.
Live.
You love your life. I'm telling you what. Do not miss eternal life by deceiving yourself, trying to live this life, and then whenever you pick and choose, you let Messiah have a little bit of influence on your life. That's not a master. That's not what the world calls a Lord. If he can only come in when you let him come in. If he can only have a seat at the table of your life when you want him to, because other than that, you don't want him interfering with your little life. Oh, boy. Y'all, somebody is deceived.
Yeah.
Somebody is in a bad way. Let me see. You're no longer your own. You've been bought with a price. You've been bought with a price. That means you've been paid for, slave. How many times a master asks from the slave of their opinion? Uh-oh. I'm telling y'all. You ain't going to hear this. You ain't going to hear this. Don't worry about it. You ain't going to hear this message in Sicario. You hear this message with Smart Christian. You're not going to hear this message in what thing? Vocab, like in the cab? Okay, what the hell that is? That's a bad name. If somebody called him that, man, his mama probably was on drugs. Anyway, she must have been in the cab when she made it. Anyway, but let me tell you something. You ain't going to hear this message. Not from them. And by the way, I don't hate none of y'all. I don't. I just don't like y'all fork-tongued devils. Y'all arrogance and your lips are smoother than butter while you are laced with malice and deceit. See, I see it. I hear it. Everybody else don't hear it. You try to be sincere, but you ain't sincere. You're sincere being devils.
Amen.
Come on, teach.
Then Jesus, Messiah, behold him, loved him, and said unto him.
He loved him and said unto him.
One thing you lack.
There is one thing that you lack. And that rules you right. I hate the spirit that is in them and ruling them. Because I guarantee you, none of them ever got any deliverance. Matter of fact, I only think none of them has ever been filled with baptism. The Holy Spirit didn't even know what deliverance is.
Ain't no witness. Witness
nothing.
They got Satan controlling them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm against. Not personal with them, because I already know that they're too stupid to realize what they know. They don't know what's going on. But anyway, one thing you lack.
Go your way. Sell whatsoever you have.
Now, wait a minute. Can you imagine that? Telling a rich young man, you want an eternal life, keep doing what you're doing, but go sell it that you have and then do what with it?
And give to the poor.
Give it to who?
Give to the poor.
Give it to who?
To the poor.
Give it to the poor.
And you shall have treasure in heaven.
How many rich young people going to do that? You know the reason why the Most High God used a rich young man? Because he's using the ceiling. You people ain't got $5. You can't even give that up for eternal life. You ain't got a pot to piss in and want to throw the out of. You can't even give that up for eternal life. I'm telling you. You can't even do that. You can't. Boy, y'all missed a message. And you think you're going to inherit eternal life. Read on.
Come. Take up your stake.
Take up the stake. Y'all, you know what the book says, crawls, but come on.
Take up the tree, stake, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying.
What? That saying.
Mm-hmm.
What saying?
That saying.
Why? Because that's more than what he was willing to pay. That was more than what he was willing to give up to have eternal life. Some of you, you think you have a wife. She won't obey you. She won't follow you if you keep these commandments. That ain't a wife. You think about your livelihood and how you have to appease everybody with your good swelling words and fast speeches and It's like that. So when you hear certain sayings, and it even come from us here straightway, you got to come out and be of your father, the devil. You got to condemn it. But for those of you that are ordained to eternal life, I know you got ears to hear. I know you hear. He says, well, when he heard that saying, what did he do?
Went away grieved.
He went away heavy, sorrowful, grieved, because he started counting the cost. Why did he go away grieved to you?
Or he had great possessions.
And then Yahshua immediately turned to his taught ones. He immediately turned to his disciples. Disciples mean taught ones. Read on.
How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of Yah?
You know the reason why the Messiah can talk like that? Though he were rich, yet he became poor. He divested himself of everything. And what kind of person would he be if he didn't require the same thing of you? He did it, and we didn't even start rich. Yet he became poor. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests, but the Son of Man don't have no place to lay his head. And I can understand he was requiring more of us than he was capable of producing himself, but he ain't a hypocrite. He's the true King of glory. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He got it all down. He would never ask more of us than he is doing of himself.
Yes.
He's a just ruler. A good God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Read on, teach.
And the disciples were astonished at his words.
Whoo! Man, when they look at somebody like that, they're like, come on, you've been astonished before. You've been mesmerized before, read on.
But Jesus answered again, and said unto them,
what did he say?
Children, how hard it is this for them that trust
Whoa. What's the key word there?
Trust.
One more time.
Trust.
That's your livelihood. See, you ain't thinking about soul salvation. You're thinking about how your life is going to be while you're here, while you want to inherit. You know, you wanted a life of ease here on this earth, but you want a life of ease promised to you when you get to the kingdom while you made no sacrifice while you was here on earth.
Stuff that possesses.
You think that your riches, you have possession of them. But the truth is, they have possession of you.
Mm.
So what is it that's literally between your soul and your Savior? Believe me, you come to the real Jesus, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. I promise you will. Reno.
Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?
Mm-hmm.
It is easier for a camel
to do what?
To go through the eye of a needle.
Anybody ever seen the eye of a needle before? I'm going to tell you what you see. You see the needle, you can't even see the eye. It's that small. Messiah said it's easier for a man to go through the eye of a needle than to do what?
And for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yah.
That's how I know Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Jerry Jones, all these other billionaires. They, I know they ain't going to the kingdom. This is their kingdom now. Here. On this earth.
Yes.
You have to understand, when these men walk places, they don't bow down to nobody. They don't answer to nobody. Everybody is waiting to hear from them. Woo! Mmm. Yeah. Boy, this is rough.
Yes.
These NFL football owners, basketball, Mark Cuban. Woo! You think they? No, man. I'm not yielding. Ooh, read on, teach.
And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves.
They were astonished one time. Now they're out of measure. They gone. They gone. They're going to fall out now. Read on.
Then among themselves,
well, who then can be saved? And that's the word right there.
Mm-hmm.
Who then can be saved? Well, and Jesus, Yahshua said, now that's the reason why we're taking it slow, because we want y'all to hear this. Listen to what he said.
And besides, Jesus, looking upon them.
He does a lot of looking, don't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of these eye men. He looks you right in your eye. Come on.
But men, it is impossible.
It is impossible. Come on.
But not with Yah. For with Yah, all things are possible.
Now we get, imagine, we still in the same vein. Same conversation. Still going on. Am I right? Simone Kepler got something to say. Peter.
Then Peter began saying to him, oh, we have left all.
Come on, don't sound like straight away.
Uh-huh.
See, now we enter this part. The whole world is another part. Now we're in this part. I mean, if you could put us back in that day, we could say the same thing that Peter is saying.
Yeah.
Hey, Yahshua, look, we have left all to follow you. But in context of what we've been reading, Peter said to them, hey, check this out. So, we have left all to follow you. What did he say then?
And Jesus answered and said,
What did he say?
Verily I say unto you.
Truly I say unto you.
There is no man.
There's not one man.
That has left house.
Whoa. Who done that in this generation? Let's go and tell the truth. Straightway is the only thing that y'all can look to and point to as a group of people who have literally, physically done this and trusted Jesus for our salvation.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Deacon Snake, I mean, Cigar, I guarantee you ain't done it. I guarantee you, Bo, Checker Cab, Joe Cab ain't done it. And Dumb Chris and Smart Chris, I guarantee he ain't done it.
True.
There's a spirit, an evil spirit behind all these men. Read on.
Or brother.
Or sister.
So you ain't left house. You're not left your brothers. You're not left your sisters. Read on.
Father.
You ain't left your father.
Mother.
You have not left your mother.
Or wife.
Or wife. Hey, check this out. Check this out. This is physical leaving. How we know that? Matthew 10. Start at verse 30 and read to the end. He ain't changing his cadence for you and I. It's still the same. He's a jealous Adam.
I mean,
we know.
Or children.
Or children.
Or land.
Or land.
For my sake.
For whose sake?
For thy sake.
And what?
And the good news, the gospel.
So, let's just say everybody who, they claim that they're saved. They claim that they're in the kingdom. They claim they're following the real Jesus. Well, in their claims that they laid, how many of them have received a hundredfold right now since they laid those claims? See, everybody wants to inherit eternal life. Everyone wants to get to the kingdom. But the king says, if you do all these things, you'll get it right now. If you do all these things. Most of them still struggling. Paycheck to paycheck, bill to bill. You know I'm telling the truth.
Come on.
Job to job, making ends meet. Am I telling the truth?
You're telling the truth.
Yeah, I am.
Requirements still there. Oh, yes.
You lying hypocrite. Looking for these preachers to appease you in your wicked conscience. Come on.
But he shall receive an hundredfold now.
Elementary, so you can't argue with that. He shall receive a hundredfold in the kingdom.
Now, in this time.
100 years from now.
This time.
Tomorrow.
This time.
This time. He's going to receive a hundredfold what?
Now. In this time. Houses.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Let's testify to the goodness of Jesus straightway. Right now, teacher saying he can go on a missionary journey for straightway. He's got home in North Carolina, home in South Carolina, two homes in Georgia, home in Alabama. He got a home in Wisconsin, a home in Indiana, three homes in Kentucky, two homes in Tennessee. He got a home in Australia, a home in Finland, a home in England, a home in the Philippines, a home in Alaska, a home, God, man, I keep on going all day long, a home in Kansas. Everywhere he goes, he has a place to lay his head. And they will roll out the carpet too, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Man, they will roll out the carpet. Whoa, wait a minute. Read Mark 10, verse 30 again, teach.
But he shall receive
a what?
A hundredfold now.
No, tomorrow.
Now.
Eternity.
Now.
When the world is destroyed.
Now.
In the kingdom.
Now.
Right now.
Now.
We don't teach.
In this time.
Right now.
This time.
Yes. This time.
Present.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Houses.
You won't receive. Right now.
This houses.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Brethren.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Come on.
Mothers. Children.
Time out. You do notice they left out one, right? The wives. Because if we'll be concrete here, because if you go back up here and you read in verse 29, it says, there's no man that ever left houses, brothers, sisters, fathers, mother, or wife, or children, or land, as well. Can you stop there just for a second? Keep the hold that. Go to Jeremiah 8:8 real quick. I don't want to lose my spot. Go to Jeremiah 8:8 real quick, and we're going to show y'all exactly what's going on to teach you how to read in context. Jeremiah 8:8, read, teacher.
How do you say? We are wise.
Woo!
And the law of God is with us. Well, certainly in vain. Made he it. The pen of the scribe.
Is it what?
The pen of the scribe.
Now let's go back to Mark real quick, because you're going to see. You see everything mentioned. But wives. You see wife in Mark 10:29. But then when you get down here to verse 30, somebody's left out. Read it again, verse 30. Because right after mother comes wife in 29. Read verse 30 again.
But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions.
With what?
Persecutions.
Now, did anybody hear about wives in that one? Anybody? I didn't hear it, but I do know he mentioned it earlier. So why would he leave that out? Because when you have the pens of a monogamous Christian society writing this, they got to take out all the things that don't fit their culture. But he says you're going to receive this with what?
Persecutions.
How many of y'all people are suffering persecution? You don't know what persecution is. No, you don't. No, you don't. Read on.
And in the world to come, world to come. Eternal life.
So about right now, straight away, we're standing pretty good. We done went through all this right now. We're doing pretty good. We're in good company. Because when we get finished with this and then the world comes, guess what? We're going to what? Have eternal life. Then the Messiah is this particular saying on this verse right here, which is paramount. Read.
But many that are first shall be last.
Ooh, there are many of you who think that you're going to the kingdom first. Last. Come on.
And the last.
Last do what?
First.
You can't get no better than that. That's a book, right? So here, you know what Christianity would call Jesus the ultimate cult leader today. Because he's requiring people to forsake all, give up all, leave mama, leave father, leave mother, leave daughter, leave husband, leave child, everybody.
Didn't he leave that?
Yeah, he left glory.
Yes.
But today,
yes. In
this wicked, satanic religion called Christianity, ain't got nobody giving up nothing.
Nothing.
Leaving nothing.
No requirement.
See, the whole idea of leaving is, listen, you got to be willing to face the temptation. Because there's going to be a lot of people giving you ultimatums when it comes time to serve the king. I don't think that you know. I don't think you know. Not at all. Matter of fact, I know you don't know. Can you imagine if the king would come back today and preach his message before he returned, how many hypocrites we could actually really truly see then? Because
mm-hmm.
people have a high lofty opinion of themselves. They truly do.
They still be shouting, crucify him! Crucify him!
Yeah, he would. They doing that with us and we ain't doing nothing. We doing nothing but serving him.
Mm-hmm.
Man. You know, teach, as I'm starting to think about this stuff more and more and more and more as we go, the only thing it does with me, it teaches me how much trouble that we are in as a people.
Yes.
We're in some bad trouble. Now, we know that Abraham was the father of faith, right?
Yes.
Abraham, was he not? Matter of fact, he had to title him the friend of Yah. Is that right? Abraham was a friend of Yah. Abraham being a friend of Yah. My question is, go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7. Abraham, the father of the faith. Is that right? The father of the faith. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7 reads,
"Are not you are Elohim, who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend forever?"
Your what?
Your friend.
For how long?
Forever.
Now that's some serious indictment right there, because Abraham had Sarah and Hagar. He had two women at one time. Produced Ishmael. Sarah died. He got married to a woman named Keturah. Had six sons from her. That Hagar's still alive. And the book is calling Abraham with these three women and all these children and great nation. Man, that was Ishmael. He also had Isaac, the seed of promise out of which the Messiah comes. Abraham had a lot of children, a lot of women, yet he's still called the friend of Yah. You know what's happening, right? The world, or the Gentile, the Greco, the Roman society is trying to force everybody into their culture and not stick with the culture that was from the beginning. Hebraic culture.
Yes.
And watch this. I got a newsflash for you. Did you know that Adam was not a Hebrew or Israelite?
No.
I know a lot of people don't realize it, but he wasn't. Adam wasn't a Hebrew, he wasn't an Israelite, he was not a Christian, he was none of that stuff.
First
Adam. First Adam.
Yeah.
So what happened? Can I try to talk to us and give a little bit of wisdom?
Yes.
All right. What happened was, is that we had some wicked ass supernatural beings that hated Yah so much that they were going to defy and cross over his order. They saw that the daughters of men were fair. Anybody ever heard this before? Genesis 6. They saw that the daughters of man were fair, and they took to themselves wives, all of who they want. Now, most people, because our mind and our pre-brain, you know, we think a certain way, can this certain, you think that they just went, look, they already done defected. They already done defiled the order of things. You think that they just took just any little single woman. No, it said all who they wanted. That means a man could have had a wife. They probably killed his ass, took his wife. Think about that. And then the book says, wickedness on this earth, it exploded to a whole nother zenith.
Yes.
I'm going to add something in there. Oh, everybody listen. I'm going to add something in there. Mind you, up to this point, everybody was eating herb-bearing seeds, fruits, nuts, berries. That's all we were doing up until that point. seen Noah, and Noah found grace.
Yes.
In the sight of Yah. And Noah believed. Yah talked to Noah. Said, this world is too damn wicked. What does water signify? Washing, don't it?
Yes, an immersion.
That means, somebody say, new beginning.
Yes.
Somebody say, new beginning. Somebody say, new beginning. So we had a creation. Yah had to tear up this whole damn thing. Had Noah to build an ark. Because the wickedness of men would just went to the zenith. He only found Noah and his son. Eight righteous. And now letting it the whole entire earth wipe it all clean, washed it clean.
Yes.
New beginning. Right after the new beginning, what's the first thing y'all did? He instituted a dietary law. A very clean beast you take to eat by sevens. The male and his female. Very unclean beast by twos. And as we go down to Moshe, then he starts to define exactly. Noah already knew because he had already got. How did the world say it? They call the Noahide laws. What did they say on it? Yeah, he already understood the covenant. And y'all started mankind again. And he already started again. Already started again.
Yes.
See, everybody, see, y'all missed these finer points and these tune points of the word. So y'all introduced the carnivore diet. Oh, man, I'm going to cut somebody out here, man. I mean, after all, from the beginning, if a man was only to have one woman as a consort, then we all supposed to be still running around on our birthday suits, ain't we? Well, what an abomination that would be today, though, was it? Man, somebody's saying, Pastor, you're saying, preach!
Yeah.
Yeah, preach. Oh, I'm preaching. You better believe I'm preaching. I'm just taking my time.
Yes.
And the mule walked on. We're going to let y'all in on that one day. No more. Oh, Jesus. And the Most High God started with Noah there, right? And yes. Instituted all of this, right? And now mankind is running again.
So true.
And you got people that want to leave you. They literally want to leave you in Genesis. The first chapter, the second chapter. And they forget everything that has transpired and taken place up until that point. Act like it ain't never took place. Like, what was y'all doing? What was he doing? Oh, man. I know it's a good teaching. It's a good teaching. That's one reason why I take my time, as the old folks say, to let it simmer, let it sink down so you can marinate on what I'm saying. Because faith still to this day still comes by hearing. And hearing still to this day comes by the word of God. And still to this day, you can't hear without a preacher. And still to this day, he cannot preach, and he cannot hear except he be sent.
Sent.
Teach, come over and take over for a second. I'm going to go on the bathroom right now. Take over for a second, all right? All right. I want to hear these people, man. They got
FEB sent. How many of us understand our apprehension in Yah? What we have been apprehended for. When we come to the understanding, of why now we are in this walk, why the Word of Yah, all of a sudden we have new eyes and new ears to hear. Did we do this of ourselves? When you look back and you sit back at that time, when your world come to a desolation, when the Most High Yah laid your world desolate, and you come to an understanding of who Yah was, you have left. And when you come to the understanding of who Yah was, then all of a sudden, there's something that happens. I've got to leave my former house. I've got to leave who I thought I was. I've got to leave my dreams and my aspirations and what I want. And now here I'm apprehended at this point. And now here we are. As Paul said, you know, I've got to understand my apprehension of what I was apprehended for. So my walk and my journey and all this understanding of what Yah has called me to be, I mean, the Word comes to us. The Word comes to us that from the beginning of time, from the Alpha, from the Genesis of our walk, and to the revelation of understanding who was the one who was upon the tree. When we understand that we was upon that tree with him. And we start to enter into his labors. And start to become of his house.
His house.
Which man has left house?
There you go.
When Yah has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When we hear the calling, are we going to be the ones that are going to remain in that calling when we hear and go through the experiences and go through the molding and go through the trials and go through the tribulations to enter the apprehension of being the chosen?
Ooh.
Who? The question is, everybody wants, I'm Israel, I'm Israel, I'm Israel, I'm this, I'm that. But are you giving testimony of yourself, or are you giving that your work, your walk, and your life, in your talk, is it testifying of you, or is it testifying of him? Really think about it. Because we were in the world, we were all the time speaking and clamoring and grasping for things of our life. Now we've been apprehended to walk this walk. We have been called into a different house. And why is your testimony always coming out of your being and coming out of your actions of your former house that you said that you've come out of?
That's true.
Why is your walk and your talk not as the Word that became flesh? Why did he become flesh and walk among us? And many of us won't behold his glory and won't behold his likeness because we won't go through. We won't suffer as he suffered. We don't want this house. We are so accustomed to our Roman upbringing. When Yah has called you out of that house and brought you into his house, brought you into his marvelous light, what light did you have? Satan, the Hasatan thought that he had light. And when he looked down upon his own personage, and he thought that his own light was, Even though he was arrayed with so many gems, he looked upon his own personage and looked upon himself as, me. Me. Is it about you? Is this the house that you're going to speak of? That, what is your testimony? And we think our testimony is whatever secondhand knowledge that I'm going to regurgitate. We never read in the Word that the Messiah said, repeat after me. What are we going to do to be like unto the Messiah? He was the first fruits. He was the foundation. What, how are we going to build upon that which is perfect? Come on, saints of the Most High. Come on, Israel. When are we going to understand the house that we are now in? Why are we going to give testimony of all this darkness when all this light, even this evening and all the times before, all light has been presented unto us so lovingly? If you love me, Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commands. When we loved the world, we kept the commands of the world. Now, what's wrong with this now? Listen unto what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly in this time and this hour. It is such a famine for this hearing. Bless you.
So a lot of people wanted to hear. So we got a KDS. I don't know what country that is from. Somebody gives 5,000 from KES. I don't know what that's from. Anybody know what that's from? Everybody said, bless you, teach. Glory to the King. Well, anyway, hey, we do appreciate the offering. Hallelujah. Sister Hannah. Oh, Kenya. Kenya. I see now. It's from Kenya. Ah, so I get it now. So it's K-E is Kenya, Sister Hannah. So as soon as you say Sister Hannah, I get it now. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Listen, everybody. Our Messiah, he says, by their fruits, you shall know them. You're going to have to learn how to judge fruit. And I think that more than anything, as a man, you may hear that statement over and over again because, I mean, after all, the majority of us grew up here in America, and we're literally not agricultural people unless you're living on communities. Well, you can get your hand in that dirt and figure it out, but if you want to know how to judge fruit, some of you men need to actually make a habit. Go to the supermarket. Listen to me very closely. Go to one of these food stores. Go to the produce section. Because when you're in the produce section, you are in the live section of the store. Uh-oh. I'm saying something. No one needs to buy their fruits. You should know them. But once you leave that produce section, you leave the live section of the store and you enter into the dead section of the store. When you go there, man, see if you don't pick through the fruit and start inspecting and squeezing and to get the best one. Because you don't want to take a bad fruit to the best. You're just not just going to go up and just pick up a rotten banana or a rotten tomato or rotten anything. You're going to get the best one you can. You're going to take it and you're going to stick it in your cart and you want to go home with it. Am I telling the truth? Yeah, you would.
Yes, you
would. If you never had that experience, you won't understand what the king said about that fruit, because he back then, they didn't go to no produce that store. They went to the fields, and they would pick the fruit when it was ripe.
Right.
Everything we get on this culture, they pick it before it's ripe, and they gas the shit out of it.
And it ripens.
And it ripens. Wow, they transition.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, please, somebody. Help us, please. Even at that, I still thank the Father for laying out everything he's laid in front of us. I thank Jesus, our Messiah, the King of Glory. I do. Because he literally paid it up. Go to Isaiah 9:6. Another thing that is up for discussion and debate is, and it's literally no discussion or debate with us at all. Can you believe that they're arguing out there nowadays, teach about how many gods there are? Now, we know there's a plethora of gods. We talk about the Elohim of Israel.
Yes.
I mean, didn't we just hear that Yahweh Elohim is one?
One?
Let me go over that. So. I know we did. I know we did.
Early.
Let me go to another verse too. Man, I got all kinds of stuff lining up right here. Jesus. And everybody wants to know his name. We're going to get in there.
Whew.
You're getting there today with these. I know the schizophrenia is real because we're here in this culture, in this society reared after this madness. You know what I mean? That's the reason why people are confused today, because they don't know, they really truly don't know who he is.
They think we got to, with our lips, say some name.
Really? Yeah, you got to get the vibrato or the tone or the frequency. That's right. You're a liar. You're a liar. This king that we are serving, the prophet Isaiah had prophesied of the master saying in Yeshayahu 9:6, what did he say, teach?
For unto us.
For unto what?
Us.
You know what? Oh, I want my size. Make a note of that. We're making a song done in a straightway version out of this verse. We're going to sing it for Passover. Y'all hear that? We're going to do it in a straightway version. We're going to make a song out of this verse right here. My size. Now I'm putting myself on the hook now. Here we go. Come on, teach.
For unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Us. A child is born.
Well, what is born?
A child.
Not a kid.
Child?
A child. Not a goat.
Child.
A child is born. Come on.
Unto us.
Come on.
A son is given.
Come on.
And see government.
So the rulership, the kingship, the government shall be what?
Shall it be upon his shoulder.
Come on.
And his name, shall be called.
Whose name is going to be called this? The Son?
Yes. Yes.
And his name shall be called what?
This child that is born. Yes.
This child that is born shall be called what?
Wonderful.
Woo! You know, it's going to be amazing when we all get to this family reunion. Listen, because on this earth, we live a certain way. We believe a certain way. We do certain things a certain way. And this flesh is so frail. And it's very temporary. It's so fragile, frail, it's temporary. And we're only one breath from here to eternity.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
One breath.
Yes.
And now you think about that. Nothing that we have done in this life, is going to matter to not a hill of beans. Unless it was done in Messiah and he gets the glory.
Yes.
Other than that, it's all vanity. It's all vanity. Boy, that stuff resonates hard, don't it? Don't it resonate hard, though?
Yeah, it's real.
It gets you. Makes you tear up. It gets you. If you got the ruach, it impacts hard. In a good way. Come on, teach.
Wonderful.
His name shall be called.
Called Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Counselor.
Whoa, we're going to do this all up, though. I'm going to work on this thing. As soon as this broadcast is over with, not tonight, but start this week, I'm working on this song. This is going to be some type of fire song coming from this verse. From this verse, Israel! Woo! Glory to the King! Start at the beginning, man, because I just lose my thing. Come on, man. Start at the beginning. Come on.
For unto us, certain us, a child is born. Unto us, certain us.
Yeah.
A son is given.
Yeah. And teach say a certain us. Us is not everyone.
Yes.
Us is not the whole world. Us is only a peculiar type of a people. It ain't to everybody.
No.
Unto us.
Us.
A child is born. Unto us. A son is given. Read on.
And the government.
And the what?
Government.
And the what?
Government.
And the what?
Government.
Come on.
Shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Elohim, the Everlasting Father.
Wait! This son is going to be called Wonderful. Counselor, the mighty Elohim, the mighty Elohim, the everlasting
Father,
and the
Prince of Peace.
We're going to finish the broadcast out of 7:14. Wow.
Dang.
Prophecies are good, though, isn't it? Man, these prophecies are good. It just fits Matthew 1:23. But come on, 7:14.
Therefore, the Master himself.
Y'all hearing this? Come on.
Shall give you a son. Behold.
Hold on. Not 17:14, Isaiah 7:14. Come on.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
Now, you know that people today, is still to this day, is trying to debate, is it a maid, is it a woman, is it a virgin? And then they try to jump to the carnal as opposed to the spiritual. See, it couldn't be Yah's son if it was born from a natural man.
No.
It had to be Yah's son because Yah is a spirit.
Yes.
And they that worship him was worshiping in spirit and in truth. So when Yahshua said, I proceed forth, I come forth from my father, yet you believe me not. And I come in my father's name, and yet you believe me not. I was sent forth from him. Oh. Can't no woman, there is no way in here, can't no woman sit up and appropriate me and have a son from a spirit. Oh, really? Then what the hell was going over in Genesis 6 where we just got finished talking about? Angelic beings and holy. More of these people. Ooh. The cardinality is just off the chart, man.
Yes.
See? Can I give her this? I'm gonna take the painstaking task and give her this. Do y'all want it? If you want it, type in 3. I'm gonna give it to us, alright? The book teaches us concerning flesh. There's the flesh of animals.
Yes.
There's the flesh of the sea.
Yes.
Am I telling the truth? So in the beginning of Better Sheep, when he was talking about a man and a woman, the man was created the image of Yah.
Yes.
He was created like Yah.
Yes.
And the woman created the image of man, made he them, created he them. Are you hearing that?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that, right? So since man is created the image of Yah, when the Messiah came along, he took on the express image of the invisible, the one we cannot see,
yes.
Yah.
Yes.
That's why I tell y'all, the only God you ever going to see is the one you read about over in the book of Revelation.
Yes, word became flesh.
Because Yah is spirit. How hard can this be?
Come on. See, it is the word of Yah, right?
So, when Yah, as a spirit, put his seed into the woman, it's the same image.
Come on.
Same likeness.
Yes.
Never mind. Now, wisdom is too high for a fool.
The word became flesh.
How do I know that? You got the flesh of beast, you got the flesh of the fowl, or the air and of the sea, you got the flesh of man. And y'all's a man of war. Don't start this with me. Don't even start this with me. You see what I mean? And a seed produces after its own kind. So when y'all was saying, be fruitful and multiply,
yeah.
You can only be fruitful and multiply after your own kind.
Yeah.
You can't do it with a damn orangutan, a baboon, a snake, or a serpent, or a fish, or a dog.
Unto us,
a child is born, and unto us a son is given. We're having our own revival up in here. Up in hell, we're having our own revival. You don't get it from that. I don't know who can. You know what I think it is, Teach? I think we're on good ground, but I think I'm using an indictment against this world. I think we're too excited about our king. I think we are really in love with it. And this world don't like that. They don't like that. Because everything we see it through him.
Yes.
Everything we do. and a seed produces after its own kind. So it says that Miriam, they use the word maiden, virgin. Damn skippy she was born. She was born of incorruptible seed. We of corruptible seed.
Come on.
Joseph was a man formed after the flesh of corruptible seed. Though him incorruptible seed. That's why he said his father is Yah.
Yes. Resurrection.
You can't get this unless you have the Holy Spirit. You can't get this unless you have the Holy Spirit. The only thing we are born again, do you really truly know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You ain't got the Holy Spirit. You ain't got the Ruach. You don't know. If everything is just cardinal.
Yes.
It's all fleshly. That's every man of it is.
Then how do you know his name?
They don't.
They don't.
They have not lived it. Who'd ever thought, man, we have all this revelation coming out here tonight like this? Boy, there's been a cup right here tonight. Boy, here's where y'all getting y'all, hey, y'all fool. Y'all need y'all play for it. It's a full play here tonight. Woo! This is a good play. And then everybody else, go back to sleep. Because you missed it. This has been a good play here tonight.
Really?
My, my. I speak to all you heads of fellowships, home assemblies, and you priests of the home. I speak to y'all to preach and teach it to your own household. If y'all give you the revelation, you may be excited. Everybody else may not get it because they may be sitting like, huh? What did you just say? I just missed something. They may get it. Long as they get it. Hey, even on the Passover, if we couldn't take it in the first month, he made provisions for us to take it in the second. So as long as you get it.
Yeah.
If it's on the rebound, as long as you get it.
To us.
Jesus. I'm with you, Israel. I'm with you. So y'all pray for our brother Jason Whitlock because he's going to be up against a lot of foes and a lot of spirituality that intellectual knowledge just can't fool with. Keep him in prayers. Let's just hope we stay connected some way, shape, fashion, form. Because I don't care what subject, what topic it is that we have to discuss or embrace as Israel. We all know one thing. The truth is going to come out. And the truth always sets free. And alive binds. My. Man, teacher, I got to look that back. Sure, I'm still marinating on that last part that we just bought out right here, man. Y'all good. I am still marinating on this, and I'm like, what in the world? Boy, that was good.
Hallelujah.
So, Israel, all right, y'all is good because right now I'm sure it's probably negative 4 or 5 right now. I'm sure of that. I can feel it. We won't be having service in the tabernacle tomorrow. We'll come right back here. We give a teaching in the morning. I'm going to talk to Michael Israel probably about 9 o'clock. We're going to set up everything. And maybe we'll have a presentation for you. I want y'all truly to go back and listen to the broadcast that I did earlier today. Because we talked about a lot then. And I don't want y'all to think for 1 minute. God bless you, Sister Casey Wallace. Hey, I don't want y'all to think for 1 minute that old Pastor Dow is getting distracted because I'm not. I promise you, we're going to stay the course. We throw the bones to the dogs and the Rottweilers and the German Shepherds and as we want to. We feed them when we want to. But it's always about feeding y'all sheep. Yahshua said, if you love me, then feed my sheep. We never leave the sheep neglected. We always feed the sheep. Am I right?
Yes.
We may give a little bit of meat, a little bones over here, something like that, but it's all about being able to grab those who are in the darkness, bring them over to the marvelous light. Man, I hope y'all got that, because I'm still chewing right now. I'm getting ready to close up this broadcast, but I'm chewing, man. I'm chewing hard. I'm sitting there meditating on thinking on what I just got finished saying. And what we just got finished hearing, this is good. Well, any more announcements? What we got up there?
The marriages?
No, marriage coming up. The next marriage that we have is the 19th of February. Yep, 19th of February. That's pretty good. I'm telling you, I'm still recovering. It's my eyes. It ain't all red in my eyes over. Can't see it deep. Ain't no red over here.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Not as bad as when you went to.
Ooh, Jesus. Man, I don't do good at a little sleep. You know what I mean? A little sleep. What kind of damn flying schedule is that? I want to go to Houston. Normally, I would go Atlanta and then straight over to Houston. What kind of damn flight is that where they fly me all the way to damn Detroit and then have to fly clear across the damn country to go to Houston? That's the way it did, man. It was bad. You
started B&A in Nashville?
I started in B&A in Nashville, yes. And ended up in Detroit. And then down to
the
and you know what? It don't make no damn sense because you can book a flight today and it's like if you book a flight 6-8 months or a month out, or 1 month out, they're going to change it. They're going to change it. And you have to be on top of it to confirm what your seating is and every damn thing. You do. I mean, you ain't getting more sky miles and stuff, but man, you're talking about a serious inconvenience. Oh, God. I can't even begin to explain. Oh, it's so bad. It's bad. So I'm up here, and then I'm up. I get to the hotel room. I make a few phone calls. 5 minutes, man. I was surprised the phone didn't just literally fall. You know, I probably just wouldn't sleep while I was talking to somebody on the phone. Out. I woke up 1:50 or something like that. Man, I'm getting on roll. I got on roll. My eyes still irritated. And then you know what I started doing without thought? This is a big mistake. About 3:30 in the morning, I'm doing this and keep rubbing. I'm thinking I'm driving. I'm rubbing. I'm like, damn, I just made a mistake. That's the third time I did it. Because every time I do that, I rub.
Irritated.
I'm irritating. You're right. And man, by the time I got to the truck stop to get some clear eyes or Visine, man, it was already done. My damn eyes bloodshot. If I got pulled over, man, they probably throw me in jail. They thought I was on some serious, they thought I was on that chronic. And that was just, you wouldn't have found nothing in my system because I was just exhausted. That's a long-ass drive. And then I went from Houston, it was an hour on the other side of Houston, I think, somewhere along there. I drove, it took me 2 hours to drive 45 miles. And then there was an accident that turned easily, man. Anyway, y'all don't hear about my flight. I'm here. Thank the Father for it. I'm here. Lord Jesus. No, I don't. I don't fly. I fly mostly Delta. And I fly American Airlines sometimes. When I fly American Airlines, how the hell they know I'm a veteran, man? I fly American Airlines, they know I'm a veteran. They automatically just put me up to the front of the line. How do they know that? Delta, they want you to be an active duty. You retired, get your ass to the you better get your ass back. All right, anyway, hey, Israel, we good. It's cold. It's cold. I'm so happy that each and every last one of you have obeyed that mandate by making sure you stay warm.
Please.
You got space heaters. You got a little buddy down there, too? Propane?
A little bit.
Good. Just stay warm. How many days we got to do that?
I think we got to a third day, and then the temperatures start normalizing again, back above freezing.
We got to wait all the way to the next Tuesday?
Damn.
Yep, that's what we're looking like. This thing's changing.
I'm with Brother Bud now. I'm glad we didn't do no concrete, man. Because we did a concrete with an open building like that, man. There'd been cracks all over there. It'd have cracked us all over, man. That would have been, who knows how much money we'd have wasted.
Yes.
Now, that wall has been setting up for, what, 2 months now?
Yeah, it's been
so like, oh, so it's cured good at 28 days.
Oh, yeah, it's shit. It's getting harder, Dave.
Oh, God. Anyway, Israel, hey. We bless y'all. Time for us to go. Didn't mean to keep y'all long, nothing like that. I appreciate y'all enduring, staying with us. Everybody who contributed to the work of the ministry, thank you. I cannot say thank you enough. Because we truly use it for the work of the ministry. Am I telling the truth?
That is so true.
I mean, people just don't know. They really, truly don't know. We are. All I can say, our life has been over with. And I'll tell you what, I never understood that phrase, if you're great, let them be the servant. The greater you are, the greater serving you. All you do is just serve. But the people who are being served, they don't get it. They think you just barking out orders, telling them what to do. Woo, just tell them walk a couple miles over here now. Jesus. Anyway.
Yes.
Israel, I'll jump in, Kurt. See y'all tomorrow morning. Let me give y'all one more shout out. Michael Israel, you there, man? Pull up my sister again, man. Because Israel, do you see that? Household herbs. Listen. Take the word from Pastor. If I'm telling you and my side telling you that it works, listen. It works. And my own personal opinion. It's my own personal opinion. NyQuil, DayQuil, Congestin, DQL, they ain't got a damn thing on this at all. I mean, they know what they're doing. Buy it. Buy it now. Get it now. Buy it now. Get it now. And it's crazy because you take the bottle, you pour a little bit in there, and you take a little bit, and you look about 4 days down the road, you'll notice the whole bottle gone. I mean, you're feeling good, and this is what happens with humanity. You feel good, but you keep on doing it, but you don't lessen up the dose because you're feeling so good, you don't want to take no chances because, you know, it's cold, it's freezing, you're around a bunch of people carrying all kinds of sickness, diseases, and viruses, and every damn thing else. I would say, personally, if you was going to order two, I would say get four. If he's going to order four, I would say get eight. Whatever you think you're going to order, you better get it because my family, one bottle of my family, it lasts maybe 4 or 5 days. But it's so powerful, folks. It's so strong. It'll do us until we can get the next order in. Householdherbs.com. And, my goodness, I'm depending on y'all. Make sure y'all keep up with me and let me know exactly what's going on because the second day, I'm going to put it out on the mainstream. I wanted the Israelites to have first dibs. Israelites don't want the dibs. I give it to the world. I guarantee you they'll wipe it out because they always look for something natural. Why is it teach that Israel don't want nothing natural? Do they want? What is it? The world has to beat us in every damn thing. Well, the book did say the children of the world, the wise and the children of life.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing.
All right. I promise you it's good stuff. Again, no chakras, no auras, no meditation, no charging of crystals. Just straight up, holistic, old-fashioned, done the right way, Hebraic Israelite herbs that work. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. Nobody else appreciate it? I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So I bless y'all. Sweet Prince and Strong. Victorious and mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. King is coming. Hallelujah.
I teach, bring us on up out of here.